Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway to talk with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. My fave, Victoria Jones, joins us this time around. Victoria, you were at the White House briefing today, and I think Jay Carney got a little hot and bothered when he was asked about the whole Susan Rice affair and meeting with the Senate Republicans. Am I right?
Well, he feels that it's getting to be an obsession, I think. Both by the press and by, you know, certain Republican senators, and that they're focusing on the wrong thing. You know, that they're just focusing on these talking points and really focusing on the Sunday shows, on what Susan Rice said on the Sunday shows, rather than what he thinks they could be focused on, which is, you know, on who actually did it, who did the killing, and on keeping our embassies safer and all this kind of thing around the world. Or actually, in my view, if they wanted to focus on something, they could focus on why was there no military presence available for 7 hours? I think that's a very interesting question that nobody's really focusing on. That's always on the periphery. But
yeah.
The fact is that the DOD didn't have anybody in the vicinity, and I sort of think that's kind of interesting. But nobody gets to that because everybody's talking about, well, who had a green edit pen and who had a blue edit pen? You know, I just think this is so childish.
And so are her hopes dashed now by all this, though?
I think today didn't help at all, because things were looking better for her, not so much with Kelly Ayotte, but with Lindsey Graham and John McCain going into the meeting. Then she went in with acting CIA director with Michael Mallory, and something went wrong in the meeting.
Mm.
A statement that came out from the senators seems to indicate that Mallory said that the talking points were changed by the FBI because of protecting an ongoing criminal investigation, which surprised them. And then later this afternoon, they were contacted by the CIA, who said, no, actually, it was the CIA who changed the talking point. So it sounds as though Morrell may have misspoken in the meeting. But I don't see why that should derail Rice's nomination to be Secretary of State. That has nothing to do with her. But it's for some reason, she has become like, like a magnet for everything.
Yeah, and so once you go down that path, there's not much you can do. There's not many life preservers that can be thrown, no matter what the administration wants.
No, I'm not sure at this point it's starting to look that way. And it looks as though that these meetings, which were initiated by Rice's office, not by the senators, by the way, was mm-hmm. her idea to have all these meetings, which she's having more of tomorrow. It's looking as though these meetings were a way of sounding out people, particularly on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to find out, well, is there enough support for her, it even to be worth the president's time to nominate her or not?
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, if it's not worth his time, that's not going to happen.
It's looking that way, but
yeah.
I don't think it's clear yet, but it's looking that way.
Yeah. I have to ask you about this because, you know, you've been there now covering the Washington scene for a while. And before I ask you this last thing about the whole fiscal cliff thing, and I guess it's related to it, you know, you hear Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, say, look, the Republicans want a divorce from Grover Norquist. Is Grover Norquist's power with this whole tax pledge thing kind of waning?
Well, you hear that it is, but he is still an immensely powerful man in terms of influence. I think that reports of his death are premature.
I like that, premature. So, fiscal cliff, now Harry Reid saying, well, we got to lift the deficit ceiling. What's happening here? Are we going to see any kind of motion before the beginning of the year, or do you think we're just going to fly off the cliff?
Well, we're 35 days away, and, you know, these people like to start getting their plane tickets and getting ready to get out of town, you know, and ordering turkeys for Christmas before they get down to any really serious negotiations, so I don't think they're there. Also, it's getting muddied up with the debt ceiling, and also now Mitch McConnell is saying, well, filibuster reform is going to factor into it. That could mess everything up.
Yeah, so in other words, I mean, we're just counting down time, and we'll see if there's... I think, and you and I have talked about this before, we've seen that the Band-Aids come out, that somehow some Band-Aid gets put over the situation, and they just punt it on, for another couple of months, or however long they can kind of drag it out. I don't know that they can put a Band-Aid on this, though. I'm not so sure. What do you think?
I think the markets are going to hate a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I do, too. I did, too. All right, we'll be watching that, obviously. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News, as always, thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, another nutty rant by a 2.5 Men star. What is the deal with that show? They're infinitely famous because for some reason people find that show interesting. I don't know. I don't get it. I think it's that laugh track humor anyway. But somebody else goes off the rails. Email and privacy. That's enough to make you go off the rails. Yours and mine. What happened with the CIA director, David Petraeus, the former four-star general who was taken down by a trail of emails, raised a red flag, a big, fat red flag for the rest of us. Whoa, man. What does it take to go through our emails? And the answer is not very much. Not very much. What you can do and what I can do to make sure that we don't lose yet more freedom and more privacy rights. And certainly we don't want people pawing through our emails without a warrant and out of reason. Seems like they don't really need either. So we'll talk about that. But, of course, the thing that we were mentioning there and the big deal when it comes to the honeypot or the money pot in Washington is a couple of things. The debt ceiling clock, tick, 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 is running out. So here we go again. That's why I brought up the thing with the Band-Aid. What do we do? Why are we in this situation? Because we constantly do that. We allow ourselves to get deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. Our futures are just leveraged on a big, fat credit card. So Congress now has to raise the debt ceiling before the end of February. And if it doesn't do that sooner, then we're going to default on payments to creditors. Who are our creditors? You're thinking China. Ding, ding, ding. You've been paying attention. So X marks the spot. What's going to happen? All these extraordinary measures are running out. The Treasury can't borrow new money to make up for that gap between the money coming in and the spending. So that means, once again, they have to raise the debt ceiling. So the failure to do that and not pay the vendors means what? This is the thing. Failure by our economy is not only to not pay the vendors, Social Security beneficiaries, Treasury bond investors. So what happens? They're also taking a chunk out of the economy. The markets are going to go crazy. Crazy. And speaking of money, I can think of 500 million reasons why you should go and buy a lottery ticket. I'm going to talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment liquid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,749. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,792.14, $896.07 for a half ounce, or $448.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,792.14, $896.07, and $448.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ticket yet. $2, that's what it costs. You got to plunk it down to get a Powerball ticket. Why should you buy a Powerball ticket? Are you getting sucked into the hype? Well, the hype is, and I said there was 500 million reasons why. Well, it's because there's a $500 million jackpot attached to it. Matt Johnson already told me if he doesn't show up on Sunday, he's won the Powerball and changed his name, I'm certain, in that short amount of time. Because if one person hits it, you figure you take the taxes out, that's a whole lot of money and a whole lot of people that would be interested in hunting you down. Because that's what happens. It's the fame bubble. Suddenly you are famous, but you're famous for just having hit a jackpot, but one that changes your life and could change other people's. And this is the thing. Your address suddenly is circulated, and it's not just among relatives. All the stories I've read about big-time lottery winners, even some small lottery winners, this is exactly what's happened to them. So there's going to be a ton of losers. Chances are you get a ticket, and they say it's easier to get struck by lightning. You'll have a losing ticket. But because of the interest in this and how it keeps soaring, and who knows, it maybe goes higher than that, if you think about it, this $500 million, it's the highest Powerball ever, and second only to what happened in March with Mega Millions, $656 million. And this is a huge prize. So what happens is people who never play, people who just casually get a ticket or two, suddenly are running to the convenience store or going to fill up and getting a lottery ticket along the way. So, you know, Lotteries do, I just read a story about this, they do around $61 billion in the U.S. last year, that's what they did, and under 35% goes to whatever the state causes are. 50% goes to the state, but 35% is profit and goes to the state programs. So 42 states, plus Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands, are all part of Powerball. And it's like a 50-50. That's what happens. So half goes to the prize, half goes to the states, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, the person who sells the ticket, they get, it's around 7%, and then there's 4% that's used for advertising. Boy, that'd be great if you owned a convenience store and your ticket was still there. Can we hear that again? Yeah, a whole lot of money. Whole lot of money. And, you know, they always do, I shouldn't say they always do, but they've gone on kicks where they advertise, you're supporting education and senior citizens and, you know, whatever. Baloney. People are playing lottery to not support education, but to try and win the big prize. I guess you can look at it that way, that maybe some extra, some more kids go to college, and maybe there's some more drugs, extra drugs for older people, like in Pennsylvania, that's where the money went to. But it's really about winning the money. That's the thing. The odds of a lightning strike in a person's lifetime, 1 in 5,000. I'm not trying to put a damper on this thing. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot, are you ready for this? I'm not kidding you. 1 in 175 million. So this is the thing. If you won the Powerball, I mean, who cares? You'd faint. You couldn't. You wouldn't believe it. You'd be a nervous wreck, whatever. But then you'd have to realize you are a special person because only 1 in 175 million will ever win a lottery. That's pretty staggering. That's not, statistically, that's not very good and not very good at all. But if you look at it this way, if you plunk down a couple of bucks, who cares? It's like magic. Who cares? That's like going to get a burger. How many times do you just go through a drive-thru and grab a cup of coffee or a burger or whatever it is? So if you, in fact, end up throwing some dollars away of the Powerball and you get lucky, that's it. You get lucky. And I don't think it's any skin off your nose. It's the people, and there are these people, that take their paychecks and take almost all their paycheck. And I thought people were making this up when I saw some of the statistics on this, meaning those that have done stories and flushed it out a little bit more, so-called journalists, thought, this is kind of hype and nonsense. Really, people take their paycheck and think that they're going to just, it's like putting everything on black. I'm going to put my house on black. Remember that movie with Demi Moore? Oh, it was a long time ago. I want to say it was in the 90s. Demi Moore and Robert Redford, and it was an indecent proposal, and that was the whole idea. They needed this money for this dream house. They just need a little bit more. So they go to Vegas, and they're going to put it all on red or put it all on black. They're going to pick one, and they're going to put it there. So that would be similar if you just took everything you had and plunked it into the lottery. You got to be kidding me. That's just a dumb move. So let's hope that there really aren't that many people that stupid. It's kind of like the lame duckers. Let's put all our hopes. Taxes, no taxes. Spending, no spending. Somewhere in between. Oh, that's right, the deficit. We got to lift that debt ceiling. So everybody in the house, push, and maybe we can lift it up. So we'll see how many of you buy a Powerball ticket. In fact, are you buying a Powerball ticket? Are you somebody who doesn't play the lottery? And because it's this high, are you running out to get one, realizing you have a 1 in 175 million chance of winning this thing? If you're out there and you want to talk about it, give me a call. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Matt, did you buy a couple of chances already? He's already left the building, so he already thinks he won. He blew his soda money, and he's down the hall getting money for soda because he blew the $4 he had in his pocket. All right. So, like Matt, would you pull the same thing? Would you not come in? Would you not come into work the next day? I think if you won a lottery that big, it'd be very tough not to be so ecstatic and not to want to tell people. I think to just disappear would be impossible for most, because they would want desperately to be able, the excitement of that, they would want desperately to say, you're not going to believe what happened to me. And in a breathless phone call to friends, say, blurt it out, I won the lottery. It was me. I did it. Can you believe it? I think it'd be very, very tough to keep that in. I mean, that is a huge game-changing secret. But if you didn't keep it in, it would be a mere day or two before people started coming up to your door, leaving notes, sending notes about sob stories, some of them true, some of them maybe concocted. But that, sadly, is what that would do in a neighborhood, especially if it was an average Joe who won. Because remember, anybody can buy lottery tickets. You can already be a millionaire and buy a lottery ticket. I mean, so the question is, will you buy a $500 million chance? Will you buy for a couple of dollars one of these tickets or two? Because somebody has to win it, so maybe it's you, or you're thinking, yeah, of course I am. Or you're kind of in between, you're not sure, although it's very tempting to you. Or no, it's complete waste of time and money. So why even do it? Why even go there and spend the money? Coming up next on America Tonight, J.R. Ewing, the man who played him, Larry Hagman, died at the age of 81, heading into the weekend on Friday. And so many people are talking about the impact of Dallas, the show that ran from 78 to 91. And then there's the comeback on TNT that was very popular. And one of the reasons was J.R. Ewing, that character. Talk about rich. It was all about oil and greed and contracts and screwing people over and the dirty deal. All of that was part of the makeup of J.R. Ewing, who made a comeback on TNT, so much so that when I was in Ireland on the buses and on the trains, that was advertised. People asked me if Dallas really was like the television show. I got that question a lot. Stephen Shohead comes on each and every week to give us the inside skinny, so we're going to talk a little Larry Hagman next on America Tonight.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
If you bring it like that, you're going to pick it off the trash heap.
We're all talking about J.R. Ewing and Larry Hagman's famous role where he played J.R. He really embodied that. But he also was Major Healy in I Dream of Jeannie, a very, very popular show. Stephen Schoenhead comes on each and every week. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. What a great storyteller. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Kate. How are you?
So did you watch both shows? Did you watch I Dream of Jeannie?
Much more for me, I Dream of Jeannie than Dallas. And, I think I Dream of Jeannie, and Larry Hagman even said this, I think I Dream of Jeannie is more lasting than Dallas because the I Dream of Jeannie episodes are less soap opery, even though they did have a developing plot line eventually where Tony and Jeannie got married, which they felt ruined the show. But I think, they're just fun to watch. I mean, they're... Bill Daly, who played Major Nelson's best friend on the show, said that as far as he was concerned, he and Larry Hagman were doing like a Bing Crosby, Bob Hope type of thing with their scenes together. So I think Jeannie was a very fun show.
And so he was, how old was he when he did I Dream of Jeannie, in his 20s or 30s?
God, I'll have to, well, let's see, 1966, he died, he's 81 when he passed on, so I'm doing math real quick, about 35.
Yeah, that's what I figured, late 20s or 30s.
Yeah, 35 years old, 46 years ago, so 35.
A good-looking guy, so how did he fall into the role, or how was he cast as J.R.?
Sidney Sheldon felt that he, even though he had never done much more than TV shows, guest appearances, he also had some New York training, some New York stage experience. He had worked with Otto Preminger, and he felt that Larry Hagman was such a good. Oh, you asked about J.R. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Major Nelson. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Sidney Sheldon cast him for that. And then, well, with J.R., what happened with that was that was supposed to be a side character. He was offered that show, and the show was really like going to be a Romeo and Juliet type thing with Victoria Principal marrying into the family, being the main character. And what happened was Larry Hagman was doing a scene with Jennifer Grey, Linda Grey, Larry Hagman suggested, well, we're kind of in the background in this scene. Why don't we make up some dialogue like man and wife? And the producers, after the scene was done, came over to them and said, that was great what you were doing. Would you mind doing that again? And we'll focus in on you. And by the fifth episode of that show, they realized that Larry Hagman, that JR, was going to be the star, was the one that was driving the story forward, had the most charisma, and he just sort of started to dominate everything, not only on camera, but also off camera, when he demanded a better salary and was willing to walk out on his contract until he got what he wanted.
Wow, and so he takes off, that show takes off. I mean, it's one of the all-time highest-rated shows. That episode, Who Shot JR, seems like a gazillion people watching it, and people still talk about it, even people who were little kids when it happened.
Right. Well, what happened with that was Larry Hagman always said it was the recession that made people stay in and watch that show. And they had 22 episodes. They needed CBS asked for four more. So they were desperate for material. So the producers said, well, why don't we just shoot JR and then we'll solve the mystery next year. And that's when Larry Hagman decided to take advantage of the opportunity, and he took off. He went to London, and he walked around everywhere with his JR hat and made as many public appearances as possible, and wanted to show the producers, I'm so popular, you can't do this show without me. They didn't want it to let him get away with that, because he was under contract, and his mother, who played Peter Pan, was very critical of him for doing it. And he said, one of the reasons I went to London was that I didn't want to hear my mother criticize me on this. So he felt that he had to do it, and it was his one big opportunity. And they finally realized a little bit after the Queen went to him and said, Mr. Hagman, who shot you? And he said, I don't know. They finally realized that even if they were unhappy with the way he handled things, they were not going to do the show without him. And he pretty much got what he wanted, which was not only a great big salary increase, but also the opportunity to direct some of the episodes.
Yeah. Then we fast forward, and TNT does a new Dallas, a version of Dallas, and it actually was quite popular, and he was one of the reasons why. So now, wonder what happens with that production.
I think it's going to get higher ratings for a short term, because he's got some episodes that he filmed, and people are going to wonder how are they going to resolve JR's fate. But I think after that, it's going to be awfully tough to match the ratings. I think past or present, he's the main reason people watch that show. He's the one who had the charisma. He's the one that the audience loved. And maybe some of the new actors will break out. Maybe they'll find a new villain that's interesting to viewers. But they definitely, from a business standpoint, have to be worried about how much the show will go on without him. But they don't have to worry yet because I'm sure his final performances will have a great curiosity factor for viewers.
Yeah, no kidding. This Larry Hagman, I saw him interviewed a bunch of different times. He seemed like a nice guy who, as you mentioned, his mother was an actress. But I wondered initially in going to this, he seemed like an all shucks, I can't believe that I'm this successful. Did he strike you that way?
Not really. In fact, Sidney Sheldon told a story that when they filmed the pilot of I Dream of Jeannie, they made that out in the desert because he's supposed to be stranded someplace and then he finds the bottle. And they were coming back from that. They were at a streetlight. And according to Sidney Sheldon, there was this other car driving, this family. And Larry Hagman rolled down the window and said, "You'll know who I am pretty soon." So he definitely had a driving ambition and he had problems on I Dream of Jeannie. I mean, it's been kind of well documented as some of the stuff that happened. Like there was one time there were visiting nuns on the set and Larry Hagman got really upset at something that was going on with the show and let loose, a slew of foul language there. So, I mean, there were times where he would really complain about the scripts and he also asked for more money and he threatened to leave the show until Hayden Rourke, who played Dr. Bellows, talked him out of it. And Sidney Sheldon always said, I tried to make him the star of the show, but what are you going to do with this beautiful woman who's only half dressed? She's kind of going to be the star. But I think after a while Larry Hagman came to terms with it and I think the success in Dallas, where he definitely was the star, really helped him to enjoy reminiscing about Jeannie a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so too. Did his co-stars like him? Seemingly they did.
Yeah, from everything. I mean, he worked with so many people.
Yeah.
I had a personal encounter with one of the actors on that show, and he said Larry's just a wonderful man. So I think they did. Linda Gray, I had nothing but good things to say about him. There were times like I think he preferred Barbara Bel Geddes to Donna Reed playing his mother. I think he really liked Jim Davis, who played his father. And when he died, I think Howard Keel, who came in, didn't get the kind of warmth off the set from Larry Hagman that Jim Davis did. So maybe some of the replacement stars on Dallas might have had a tough time breaking into the family, sort of. But I think overall, I mean, Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, I mean, Barbara Eden said he was absolutely her favorite actor to work with. I mean, Bill Daly and Larry Hagman had a great time rehearsing stuff on I Dream of Jeannie and coming up with some comic routines. So I think overall, most of the actors who work with him, he was great, and other people too. He was great friends with Carol O'Connor. I think that Carol O'Connor holding out on All in the Family might have influenced Larry Hagman's decision to hold out on Dallas. But they were really good friends. He was great friends with Burgess Meredith. So he had a lot of different friends with the acting, even though producers who work with him might not have always been happy with some of the ways that he negotiated.
Yeah. All right, Stephen Shohat, always fun to have you on the show. Can't wait till next week. We'll be at it again. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. HollywoodStories.com and Hollywood Stories if people are looking for a great Christmas gift.
Yeah, it is great. There's lots of backstories on that with so many of the famous actors that you still know, especially with a lot of the classics coming back and whatnot. We have a lot of fun with Stephen, so he's right. That would be a very good stocking stuffer or just flat out a Christmas or Hanukkah present even. All right, on the flip side, we're going to talk about this guy named Angus T. G. Jones. He gets our Angst Award for the month.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
I mean, Jake from Two and a Half Men means nothing. He is a non-existent character. He's Two and a Half Men. If you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two and a Half Men. I'm on Two and a Half Men. I don't want to be on it. Please stop watching it. Please stop filling your head with filth. Please. It's you know, people say it's just entertainment. The fact that it's entertainment, it's... Do some research on the effects of television and your brain, and I promise you, you'll have a decision to make when it comes to the television, and especially with what you watch on the television.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you, another whiner, a jerk from Hollywood. And the reason I say that is so convenient. Angus T. Jones, what did he do? Was he on something? Did he flip a lid? He has now since apologized after making the remarks that you just heard. And, of course, he did because he realized, ooh, $325,000 an episode. See, here's the thing. he attacked the show, said it was filth, said it was, you know, don't watch it, please don't watch it, all that kind of stuff. And the reason is he did an interview with a Christian outlet, a Christian, I think it was a radio/TV outlet, an internet thing. And he put the doubt out there that, okay, they're going to pull the plug on this guy because here we go again, Chuck Lorre. Remember, he was the enemy when it came to, well, what was that other guy's name? Charlie Sheen winning. So after the whole Sheen thing, now this is part two. And he said in his apology, and who cares about these actors except for that, I can't help but beat up this kid a little bit because of the money he was making. Then he turns around, flips around, and says something different with a reversal. You would have think he would have learned from Charlie Sheen. He'd make a good politician. His apology was this: I apologize if my remarks reflect me showing indifference to and disrespect to my colleagues and a lack of appreciation of the extraordinary opportunity of which I have been blessed. I never intended that. You can imagine whoever handles this kid's career, you don't even know who he is. You know who he is if you see him on the screen, but you don't really know his name. You have to think that they're trying to protect the treasure chest. And when he went on that rant, and he's 19 years old, you got to believe there were some people saying, no, just stop right now, just stop. Because you heard a little bit of that, but he went on further and to say some other things about that he's doing, you know, he doesn't want to do any harm and he doesn't want to contribute to the enemy's plan. And then he said, cannot be a true God-fearing person and be on a television show like that. I know I can't. I'm not okay. That's right, the sound of the cash register. I'm not okay with what I'm learning, what the Bible says, and being on that television show. So, yeah, you know, here he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. Like I said, somebody panicked when they heard it. He does the interview for an Alabama-based church. They conducted the interview. And I guess he didn't realize that, ooh, this is going to go viral. Are you kidding? So this Chuck Lorre, who's just making serious do-re-mi, has to just not care. It just sort of just bounces off of him because probably what he's thinking is, oh, controversy sells, so here we go again. Another nut left the station, and we're going to cash in because more people will watch. More people will watch this comedy. I think it's a cheesy comedy, frankly, personally. You may all like it. I don't know. You might not even watch any mindless tube. I don't know. You might just watch sports or a little bit of news here and there, the History Channel, or some movies, whatever it might be. Pick your poison. The thing is, it's got that laugh track annoying thing, the forced laughter and cheesy jokes. I can't watch it. I can't. I've seen just a few little snippets of it, really, to be honest. But I do know who he is. I have seen him on commercials when I flipped around and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, he gets the angst of the month. I'm sure that he'll work it out. They'll work it out. He's 19. He apologized. I can't imagine he's going to get bounced from it because, as I said, they'll get bigger ratings from it. All right, we go from a little boy spoiled star to dead in the grave, and let's dig them up. Who are they digging up now to see if there is actually poison as the reason why he died, poison in the system? Yasser Arafat, never in a port at the same night. Once a night moves on to the next port, of course, dead, gone, and buried since November of 2004. He died at a French military hospital. He suddenly got ill at his compound in the West Bank. And remember, that's when they were being slammed by Israeli troops. The cause of death was a stroke, but supposedly there were underlying reasons that were very unclear. And there was this belief in the Arab world that Israel poisoned Arafat because he was such a big symbol. He was so powerful, the 75-year-old icon. Israel says we had nothing to do with Arafat's death. So they exhumed the body just before dawn on Tuesday. There were huge sheets of blue draped over his mausoleum in his former government compound in the West Bank of Ramallah. That's that city there. So they reclosed it, and they haven't said anything yet, but they've been investigating what might have happened with his death, and they haven't made any great progress on this. So a Swiss lab detected elevated traces of a lethal radioactive substance in some biological stains on his clothing. They were inconclusive, so they needed to examine the remains for a clearer picture. So imagine if they decide or come up with the evidence, I shouldn't say decide, come up with the evidence that he was poisoned. And they even wanted, you know, acceptance of this whole thing. They wanted to have somebody there to watch to make sure how it was done. So an uninterested or uninvolved party, I guess. And so imagine what happens here if they discover that it was poison. They had to drill through huge layers of concrete. Because that tomb, I mean, that tomb was just encased in concrete. So they got the remains, moved them to a mosque, did what they had to do. They took the samples, and now it's up to the experts in Switzerland, France, and Russia who are going to look at the samples and figure out if anything, if there was really foul play here. Trust me, if it turns out it was foul play, I think that more hell will hit that relationship between Israel and the Palestinians, because he was the superstar. He was. He was the guy. They still talk about him. They still show pictures of him. It's all about Arafat. Even the guy who now is the face of the Palestinian stronghold in the West Bank is nothing like Arafat, has nowhere near the support or the success that he had. So even though he got some criticism, and even though there were some accusations about corruption and how much money was he taking, was he putting his mitts in the money, he still was a revered figure without a doubt. And his poster, the portrait of him, is all over the place still in the government offices, street posters. You can see it. Even if you watch any of the Gaza ceasefire stuff, if you really look closely on a lot of the video that was shot, there certainly were signs of Arafat and his regime without a doubt. So maybe they're going to end up proving that there was some kind of poison that ultimately did him in. And like I said, that place will really explode. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Send them to me. Go to the website. Do the Facebook thing. Do the Twitter thing. Do anything. AmericaTonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.